Prophet Muhammad. The last prophet sent by God to mankind was Prophet Muhammad. May God bless him and grant him peace. The last holy book is the Quran. Ill-intentioned people changed the book sent before the Quran. Therefore, their originals, the true revelations that were sent to the people, did not survive to our day. But God sent us the Quran, the book He stated cannot be changed. Our Lord tells us in the Quran that He will protect it. It is we who have sent down the reminder, and we who will preserve it. The word we in this verse refers to God. There is no other deity but God. He has no partner or helper. With His all-sufficient power and His infinite knowledge and might, He is the only God. The last prophet, Muhammad, lived about 1400 years ago. For this reason, we have some information about him. Our prophet delivered the truths revealed by God in the Quran to the society he lived in. He called them to worship God and pray to him. He told them that they had to give thanks to God for the countless blessings he gives them. He said they had to obey him if they wanted to be happy in the life after death, in the world to come. But some arrogant, ill-intentioned people in that society did not obey his call. They tried to make things difficult for him and forced him to leave Mecca, where he had been born and brought up. God did not let these ill-intentioned people destroy the religion of Islam, and it has come down to us unchanged. Our prophet moved from Mecca to Medina, where some Muslim friends believed and helped him. The appeal of the prophet is valid also for all people living today. Those who fear God and desire forgiveness for their sins must obey Him. Say, if you love God, then follow me, and God will love you and forgive you for your wrong actions. God is ever forgiving, most merciful. So kids, if we want God to love us, we have to do what our prophet has told us, and do it as well as we can.